accession number 19895, reel 4.
Captain Phillips, reel 4.
Well, at Singapore, we had a clearing up job to do, really. We arrived there on the 12th of September 1945. The Japanese were still patrolling the streets. There was a British presence there, and that a couple of ships had come in. There was some Air Force people on Kai Tak, but the situation was very fluid. The British internees were still in the concentration camps and so on. So our task when we arrived there was to collect the Japanese together, release the internees, obviously, start to police the streets and set up some system of law and order, and put the Japanese in custody. And this is, of course, what we did. I spent the remainder of my service in Hong Kong. It became progressively more pleasant as the war receded and the Japanese were sent back to Japan. I eventually came home in July 1946, arriving home on my mother's birthday. It was demobilized a few days later from Plymouth. And very shortly afterwards, during my demobilization leave, applied to join the police. That being the only occupation that I knew apart from being a Marine.
How do you feel now about having served in the war in the Royal Marine Commandos?
I think that it provided me with a replacement for the higher education that I might have had there not been a war and had I gone to university. I think possibly a much more useful one. It provided me with many skills which I don't think a university would have given me. It provided me, I think it developed my character and such abilities as I had, which might not otherwise have developed. And indeed, I, on reflection, if I think about it, it probably molded the rest of my life and was the most important thing that happened to me from a career point of view.
When you say skills, do you mean physical skills?
Physical skills, of course, but not so much physical still as personality skills. So one's ability to command and lead, to accept responsibility, to think on your feet. To express yourself, to have confidence in your ability to do things, to generally take command of situations. All of those sort of things are necessary in the police service and indeed, I suppose, in many walks of life. Those, I think, are talents which the Corps and my service in the Commandos developed in me, which have been very useful to me over the years.
When you were in the police, did you ever have to deal with civil disturbances?
Yes, to a degree. Very early on, I remember as a constable in Newbury, a civil disturbance. Well, it wasn't really civil, I suppose. It was military, and it was when the Polish Resettlement Corps and the airborne troops from Tidworth and Hermitage decided to settle their differences in the Marsick Square in Newbury. with just myself and one war reserve, we had to deal with that.
What did the disturbance amount to?
A running fight. it had very... it was quite serious, of course it was. I mean, you get something approaching between 50 and 100 soldiers, different nationalities, in groups, fighting all over the market square and in the corn exchange. You move from group to group, separating people and trying to calm things down. It was just yes, I suppose it was serious. Of course it was, but it had its amusing moments when you find you're holding. having the advantage of height, holding two quite small, an airborne chap on my left and the Pole on my right, and they're punching away and missing me and not getting anywhere near themselves. All sorts of...
but were they using weapons or just...
Fists. It was a typical punch-up after a dance.
So these were Poles and Paras?
Yeah. Yes.
What was the source of the antagonism?
Females and drink. The inevitable sources of antagonism that one finds in garrison towns.
Which year was this, do you think?
Oh, that was 1946. As you were, that was the beginning of 1947.